Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Erevin, Daf Gimel, Erevin 3. And previously on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, our Gemara recorded a dispute between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah about a beam that was higher than 20 amos, which was put in a mavoi in an alleyway, and arguing about its effectiveness. And similarly, there's another machlokas in Tractate Sukkah, also on the first page of Tractate Sukkah, also on Beis Amud Aleph, about a sukkah that was higher than 20 amos. That in both cases, the Chachamim disqualify such a mavoi, and they disqualify the beam in the alleyway that's above 20 amos, and they disqualify a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos. 20 amos is very high. It's around 35 feet or even taller, and Rabbi Yehuda allows such a sukkah and such a beam in the alleyway. And the Gemara there in Sukkah discusses several reasons for it, why the Chachamim disqualify such a sukkah and why Rabbi Yehuda allows it. So why does the Chachamim disqualify such a sukkah? According to Rav, the reason for the Chachamim by an alleyway, the reason why it's disqualified is because the whole reason why we need a beam in a mavoi sasum in order to carry it is because it's because of a Pesach, that it's to remind us that it's an opening. And we learn the law of a Pesach from the entranceway, from the sanctuary of the temple. And there, the entrance into the temple, the Pesach, was into the Mishkan, was 20 amos, and so that above that would not be considered a Pesach. And so therefore, it can't be that that's the same reason for a sukkah, because a sukkah is not a Pesach to a sanctuary. Because a sukkah, we can't say that the same reasoning about a Pesach, that it's the entranceway. But according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who says that the whole reason for that beam in an alleyway is that it can't be more than 20 amos, is because of a heker, because it's recognizable. We want to make sure that we don't carry from our alleyway to outside the alleyway. If that's the case, the Gemara wants to clarify, if the reason by mavoi is for the exact same reason by a sukkah or not. So for the Chachamim for disqualifying it. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, who says that the reason why the beam of a mavoi can't be higher than 20 amos is because we want to be reminded that we can carry from the mavoi into the public domain. This is only good. It's only makes sense if we don't agree with the position of Rava, who says, whose position is going to be brought later on. But if we agree with the position of Rava, which the Gemara is going to discuss on Yud Beis Amud Beis, then we're going to have a problem. The Amar Rava, because Rava said, what's the reason that the Chachamim said by a sukkah that if it's higher than 20 amos, it's disqualified? It's because it states in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 43, it says about a sukkah, what's the reason we stood in a sukkah? That all your future generations will know that I cause you to dwell in Sukkot. And we learn from here that the reason why you need to make a sukkah is so that person knows that they're sitting in a sukkah, and they recognize the reason for them sitting in a sukkah is to understand the great kindness that God did for us in leading us out of Egypt. And this only makes sense if the sukkah is underneath 20 amos. Only up until 20 amos, says the Gemara Ades, Rem Amma, Adam Yodea Shedar B'Sukkah. Up until 20 amos, a person is cognizant of the fact that you live in a sukkah. But higher than 20 amos, L'malmes, Rem Amma, Ein Adam Yodea, Mishem D'lo Shalta Be'ena. But higher than 20 amos, a person knows that a person isn't going to know that he's going to be dwelling in a sukkah because his eye can't see so high. He doesn't realize where he's sitting. And so therefore, we see from here, Amegabe Sukkah, Nami Be'akera Pliga. So we see from Rabbah's position that also by a sukkah, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing, it's the same idea. It's because of a heker. It's that you need to know you're in a sukkah, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not necessary. But according to the Chachamim, you need to always know that you're sitting in a sukkah in order to be aware that L'mayin Dudo Rosechem Ki B'Sukkah So Shavti Es B'nei Yisrael, in order to know that God caused us to dwell in Sukkot. And if that's the reason, if it's higher than 20 amos, we're unaware, but if it's lower, we are aware. And so we see from here, if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is correct, that the whole reason why above 20 amos a beam is no good is because it's not going to be recognizable, because the whole purpose is a heker, is to remind us. If that's the case, if Luge B'Tarte Lemli, since the same logic applies to Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in both the sukkah and by the and by the alleyway that higher than 20, that it's for, it's to make a hecker, to make it recognizable, and higher than 20 amos, there's no hecker. Why do they need to have the dispute in both places? So this says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Tzricha, they need to have the argument in both places. We need to have we need to record the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, both by a sukkah and by a mavoi. Why? The iashmin and gabe sukkah, because if the Tana only tells us this with respect to a sukkah, I would say, baha kama Rabbi Yehuda, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is going to be of the position that it's higher than 20 amos is recognizable, and that we need it, and that we need that it's not going to be a problem. Kivin the yeshiva avida shalta beina. There, Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not disqualified if it's higher than 20 amos by a sukkah. Why? Because since a sukkah is made to sit in higher than even though it's higher than 20 amos, your eye is still going to be aware of it, because the person who sits in a sukkah is always going to be looking up. But by an alleyway where you're just walking back and forth, you're not going to be aware. Maybe therefore the rabbis will admit to Rabbi Yehuda by a sukkah that even higher than 20 amos is okay. And if we just had the case over here by a mavoi, that's where the chachamim say it's disqualified, I would say baha kamer rabban, and there the rabbis disqualify it. Avo bahach papaya sukkah emin modele Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe they would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the person is always looking up. And then we see from here at Tzricha, we need it in both cases. It's a very important point that we need to have the hecker, the recognizable, that when we do the mitzvah of sukkah, l'man yedu, you need to be aware. We need to be aware of everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us in taking us out of Egypt. That's the essence of the mitzvah of sukkah, l'man yedu dor seichem. Future generations know, kibasukos so shafti es b'nei Israel, that God led us out from Egypt. The awareness of the mitzvah is essential to the mitzvah of sukkah.